a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure to keep it locked.
Years he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 17th, join SUNY Oneonta's Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the Hunt Union Reception. On Monday at 6 p.m., join the Office of Global Education for an international music mingle. This will be happening in Hunt Union Waterfront Room. Lastly, on Monday, join the Activities Council for Seasonal Arts and Crafts for Thanksgiving. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 in the International Lounge of Hunt Union. On Tuesday, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for their Badminton Doubles Tournament. This will be happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also happening on Tuesday, join for some line dance lessons happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Hulbert Event Center. On Tuesday, be sure to join SUNY Oneonta's Global Education Office for their Global Thanksgiving Celebration. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Great Room. As always, Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so join Activities Council for Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for our meeting. Come and bead with us. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for the Great American Smokeout. This will be happening in Chase Gym from 2 to 5 p.m. Also on Thursday, join the Anthropology Club for Real Talk, The Truth of Thanksgiving, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Physical Science 246. From 6 to 7 p.m., there will be a multicultural variety show. This will be happening in the ballroom. On Thursday, be sure to check out Music Industry Club's show of The Backfires and Wolf. This will be happening in Lee Hall, The Great Room, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come see these awesome bands perform. On Friday, support the SUNY Oneonta's women's basketball team as they play Eastern Connecticut, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in DeWar Arena. On Saturday, Club Odyssey is hosting Hot Cocoa and Jackbox. This will be happening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Club Odyssey studio on Main Street. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is DJ Nosfer Mark II. DJ Nosfer Mark II. What's in your pocket? We're here. It's 8:04 in the morning. I made it in. I've been having massive car troubles recently, and I'll talk about those a little bit later. But I have a local angel, not one from the world of the sky, but one from somebody that I know that comes and jumps my car when I. Get going. Oh. But I made it here this morning, and we're here with Alex Benjamin, who is the director of Huntington Memorial Library.
You got it.
In Oneonta. I'm just going to play, because I was a little, like I said, just got up here right in time. I'm going to play a Run DMC tune, and then he's going to come back on, and we're going to chat about all things Alex Benjamin, and then all things Huntington Library to find out what the scoop is. Yo! Everybody hang on tight. Here's some Run DMC to start your morning off right. We got Tougher Than Leather. Okay.
in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundryman.
No, not a laundryman.
How about Santa Claus?
No, not Santa Claus.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus.
Don't you like Christmas?
Oh, I love Christmas, but you could be the postman.
A postman? Oh, the postman always brings the mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail. I'll work and work the whole day through to get your letter safe to you.
'Cause the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you meet each day.
I'll see you around.
Hey, okay. Watch it. Where are you going, to a fire?
Hey, speaking of a fire.
Fire? What fire?
No, there's no fire at all, but you know who you could be if I gave you this little shiny red hat?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
No, not Santa Claus. No, no.
Red Riding Hood.
No, not Red Riding Hood. You could be a fireman.
A fireman? Holy smoke. Oh, a fireman is brave, it's said. His engine is a shiny red. If there's a fire anywhere about, well, I'll be sure to put it out.
'Cause a fireman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
And a postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Well, they're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street.
They're the people that you meet.
Yo, who are the people in your neighborhood? It's super important to get to know everybody in your local community. And I am so happy this morning to have Alex Benjamin here, who is a staple of Oneonta for quite a while. And we'll learn exactly how long in a few minutes here. Alex is the director of the Huntington Memorial Library, which I guess the address for that would technically be on Chestnut Street.
Yeah, it's 62 Chestnut.
62 Chestnut Street. A lot of people know it from across from the Quick Fill.
That's right.
Or Red Apple. I don't know. Is they still call it the Red Apple?
Me and my friend group call that place a name I'm not allowed to say on this radio.
There you go. I love that place.
I love that place, too.
We used to, in college, come back, you know, after the bars and get turkey bacon subs there at, like, 2 in the morning. That was, like, our thing, you know?
Yeah, weirdly, my whole life, that Red Apple has been sort of central for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's important. So so let's start with, and I like to ask this of my guests, you're conceived, and then where you are from when you're conceived to where you are now as a person, not necessarily your job, but you can talk about where you grew up, schooling, and how you got to where you are now.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the actual library after, but I always want to figure out who the person is first, right?
Yeah, so I'm from Oneonta. I went to Riverside Elementary School in Oneonta. I went to the high school, and I went to, SUNY Oneonta. I had to go to Delhi for a while because my grades coming out of high school were not great. But, so I'm born and bred in Oneonta. Left for a little while, decided I liked it more than I thought I did, and I came back.
Awesome. I'm fixing the microphone right now as we speak. Interesting. I don't know what's going on here. With that being said, I'm going to switch over to mic 3. Grab that mic right there.
Yeah.
You can just move the mic over.
All right.
Try that one?
Yeah, how's this one sound, Mark?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, we had some mic issues going on here. Okay, that's better. Grew up in Oneonta, and what school did you say you went to again?
I went to Riverside Elementary School.
Oh, awesome.
Oneonta High School. Yeah, I am deep in Oneonta.
And what year did you graduate from Oneonta High School? Should I ask that? Am I allowed?
No, that's good. It's good. It's 2008, but
okay.
I put the wrong year on everything I did for like 20 years of my life.
What did you put on?
I put 2007 on because I don't know why that was in my head, and then I stumbled across the 2008 yearbook at the library and found myself in that one, and I was like, oh,
that's really funny.
Whoops.
Okay, so what were you doing when you were in high school? Like, what were your big, what'd you like to do?
I mean, you'll like this. Mostly I just like to jam with my friends. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we skipped a lot of class to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
that's why I had to get my grades up to come to SUNY Oneonta.
Yeah, was that the Dunkin' Donuts by Advanced Auto there? Is it?
Yeah, that's the one.
That one, right? Okay. Yeah, by the Friendlies.
Yep, by the Friendlies. I have a board member now who was one of my teachers back then, and I feel bad I skipped her class all the time because it was the period after lunch.
Oh, my God, that's really funny. Yeah. They didn't have an open campus, right? You just left?
You could just leave, yeah.
Okay. When I was in high school, we actually had an open campus, so you were allowed to leave whenever you wanted to, as long as you had permission from your parents.
Oh.
Yeah, we also had a smoking lounge.
Yeah, they
which was really funny.
Never seemed to care too much. They would give you detention for skipping class, but that was always a little like, you skipped class, so we're going to take you out of class and put you in detention.
Oh, yeah, it makes no sense, right? Yeah, they punish you by doing the thing that you shouldn't. They say they wanted you to do.
Yep, exactly.
Did not wanted to do. Yeah, it's a bizarre thing. Okay, so you go to SUNY Oneonta in 2000.
Yeah, 2008. Yep.
And you majored in
English.
English.
Yep. Didn't know what I wanted to do.
Richie Lee, Dr. Richie Lee.
Yeah, Dr. Lee. Yep.
Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee's awesome.
Yeah, Dr. Lee is awesome. Lee gave my daughter this little stuffed cat when she was born, and she loves it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So Dr. Lee also was a bartender at the Oak. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Years ago.
I had no idea.
Dr. Lee, you listening? He was also the provost here for a while, yep. In and out. And he's retired now, but he used to run the Poetry Slam too, the club, and they used to do stuff at the Oak all the time. But yeah, he was a bartender for quite a while.
I had no idea that.
Yep. Okay, so you go 2008, steady path, 4 year graduate or
four and a half?
Four and that makes the checks out.
It was pretty steady, but I really liked taking four classes a semester.
Yeah, right.
So, that was sweet.
Yeah, a lot of people. It took me 5.5 years to get my undergrad.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just transferring and I also had an ed degree, so I had like a semester of student teaching after that, and the transfer thing kind of messed things up, and I didn't do so well my first year of school. One of those things, okay, so you get a degree, and your degree is in English.
Yep, I have an English degree.
Okay, awesome, which makes sense. So then after this, right, this would probably put you at, like, 2013?
Yeah, I think it was December 14? Of 2012 I actually graduated.
Okay, December of 2012. And then what does Alex Benjamin do from then till now?
Yeah, so I when I came to SUNY Oneonta, what really set my life in motion was I got a work-study position at the library here.
Okay.
And that's how I got started working in libraries.
Gotcha.
And when I graduated, they offered me a temporary position to stay at the library. So I stayed for a while. It was pretty great. I only worked like 20 hours a week and made enough money to survive.
Yep.
However, I didn't get paid during college breaks. Yeah, that was the issue.
Yeah.
And at one point, I took the civil service test for the public library. So eventually I got hired at the public library. I was there for about 5 years, and then I came up to work at the library here again because they offered me more money and more vacation days. And then I got, sounds bad to say, but kind of bored working at the library up here.
Okay.
And I went back to the public library.
Gotcha.
And I've been there ever since.
Yeah, I'd imagine the public library is much different than the one here, right?
Yeah, the public library is a bit of the wild west of libraries. The academic library, it's, pretty structured what you can do on campus.
Yep.
Everyone's kind of got their box they fit in, and they do their job within that box. At the public library, if you can dream it up, you can do it at the public library.
Yeah, you have a lot more control over what's going on there.
Yep.
It makes sense. It's the same thing with the radio here. It's funny with the radio here, we have, because not only, we have SUNY Oneonta policy,
mm-hmm.
right? And yep. then, which is just a giant umbrella of what you can or cannot do. But then you also have the FCC.
Yeah.
Right, so you got to follow those regulations. But then it's also, this is a club. So it's run by the SA. So they have their own things as well. So there's like three different things you got to kind of follow. And it's not hard. It's just you know, when you work for the state, which I've worked for the state for a long time, there's a lot of red tape and rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And it's good that there, if there wasn't, there would be a problem.
It's fine. I don't love it, but we collaborate.
Yep.
Huntington collaborates a lot with the library up here.
Yep.
Or even just the college. And it's always the timeline of how things get done at the state is so much longer than what it, like at the public library, if we want to do something, we could actually implement it usually within like a week or a month if we want to take time to advertise properly.
Yep.
Up here, it's like a year timeline to do anything, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a long timeline.
And like I said, I love this state, but they are, you know, you got to do something and it has to go to Albany. And then Albany has to say yes or no.
I mean, I liked working up here. I just wanted to be able to, you know, enact change a little faster than...
Yeah. No, that makes... It makes sense.
State.
state benefits are nice, but, so let me ask this question. So the library, right, is owned and operated by...
Oh, boy. I mean, we're going to have to get a lawyer in here to actually fully understand this.
Yeah. So how does it, like, once again, you know, you have a library, a public library, right?
Yeah.
How does this even come into existence, and who funds it, and how do things get, you know, before we even get into your job, like, how does this come into existence, and where,
So Huntington is actually the only library in the state chartered the way that we are. We are a component unit of the city of Oneonta.
Okay.
And we're funded in a couple different ways. One of them is property taxes through the city and town of Oneonta.
Yeah.
So that makes up about 65% of our budget. And then we actually have two significant trust funds.
Okay.
We are the Huntington Memorial Library. One of those trusts was left by Henry Huntington to us. And that's the smaller one. It was left in railroad stocks, which did not age well. And the other trust has just been built up over time.
Okay.
If people donate money to us, a lot of times it ends up in that trust.
Gotcha.
Because there's rules around the donations we can receive. We are a government entity. We're not a nonprofit. It's complicated.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we are not a 501c3 because we are a nonprofit by nature of being a government entity.
Are most libraries like that or not?
Yeah, I believe most of them are.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's profitable for the government?
No one's making money. It's just...
Well, yeah.
the government is a nonprofit by its nature.
By its nature.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay.
And because we're part of the government, we're just a nonprofit by our nature.
Well, the government's not... But then also saying that the government isn't making money is very funny.
I mean, it's not, right? It just loses money.
Yeah, I guess so. But somehow they still have money to do... I don't know. That whole thing's confusing to begin with. Okay, so this makes... more sense in the whole line of things not making sense anyways.
To go back to who actually owns the library.
Yeah. Who owns the library?
Technically, the city owns the library and the park.
Okay.
However, the Huntingtons still really own the property. If it's ever not a library, it reverts back to the heirs of the Huntington estate.
And are any of them around here?
Not that I know of.
Okay. When was this? So when were the Huntingtons around in Oneonta? Do you know the answer to that?
Oh, yeah. In the late 1800s.
Oh, okay.
1900s.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. They were pretty prominent here, but they moved to California for the most part.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So because we know the Huntington Library, and then we know the Huntington Park. It's called Huntington Park, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So... that's also just part of the whole shebang.
Yep. The park and the building.
Okay, the park and the building.
Purview.
Where'd the gazebo go, yo?
Oh, we had problems with that gazebo.
Where's that gazebo at?
Someone had donated it. We gave it back to them. We redid the park.
Yeah. The park looks nice.
Yeah, that gazebo was just kind of a magnet for issues.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
As we saw that, I mean, I remember the gazebo being there, and then it was gone, and then, but the park looks like they've done a bunch of work. Are they doing more work to it still, or is it?
No, we're done with the park for the most part.
Done with the park, okay, cool.
I mean, there's just normal maintenance of the park, and we're going to be putting a maintenance garage in soon.
Oh, really? Where's that going?
It's going on 14 Church Street is the actual address.
Okay.
It's, right next to the park. It used to be, there was a house there that burned down.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Which I don't remember anything about, honestly.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
No, it was 2020, I think.
Yeah, it was a fireman. No, it was a... There was a big thing about that. I'm trying to remember.
I have no memory of it happening, but...
Yeah, there was something weird about... Not weird about it, but it was some kind of public figure's house that was...
Oh, was
like
it?
Somewhat of a... Yeah, and I don't remember if somebody passed away or something, but it was a pretty big story, but I remember that... With that. Okay, so I know where that plot is.
Yeah, so we're putting a garage there. I mean, it's convenient for us because we can't... Building on the parkland is really complicated.
God, so did the city buy that lot then? Or the
The library bought the lot.
The library bought the lot.
I mean, the city technically owns it.
And then the city technically owns it. Gotcha. Cool. So I wonder if is that part of the Parks and Rec budget then? Is that where that?
No, we have our own budget.
You have your own budget with the city?
Yep.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
This is cool to find out about these things. okay, so library opens in.
Oh, 1921?
1921, the
library
opens.
I believe that's the date, yeah.
Okay. And the building that it's in, which is a gorgeous building.
Oh, thank you.
Right? Is that, were there any additions put on, or was it just the same building as what was constructed?
No, there was an addition in, I want to say the 70s.
Okay.
That added the area where the elevator is, and added the third floor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and we want to make the building larger now, too, but it's complicated how we would do that, because we can't build into the park. You just can't build on parkland.
Yeah.
Without jumping through a million hoops. But, we just did our long-range planning, and we got a lot of responses that people wanted expanded space, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Don't have answers for that yet, but.
Okay. Yeah, just all these interesting things that just I don't frequent the library as much as I should.
You can.
I know, right? So, but I will. You know, when my children were younger, there would be programs all the time and so forth. And I'm always and I will say why did Mark not go to the library as much as Mark? Why does Mark not go to the library as much as he should? I think one of the reasons was because I have a library up here. So when I was looking for books, it was just easier for me because it's right across the quad here.
Our books are way more fun though.
That's true. You can feel free to scold me as much as.
No, it's fine. I don't want to guilt anyone into coming.
Oh, no, you should guilt me.
No.
But when my kids were younger, we used to go to programs here all the time because there was awesome kids programs and stuff like that. So I will go out of my way. And one of my dearest friends is now employed there as well, so I'm pretty excited. So I will start visiting the library frequently.
We still have great programs too. Tonight we have a tea tasting program.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
I won't
amazing.
Get to go because of that whole baby thing. But
the whole baby thing. Yeah, that's right. So we'll talk about. I'm going to play a song really quick.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we're going to talk about your job specifically. And then plans for the future for the library and, how we find out about all kinds of the things that are going on and all of these things. But recently, and I just found out, it's so cool when I have people up here because I know you from being around town and from Kano and other things, like you're once again a public figure. So, and so am I. So we bump into each other at things and so forth. But it's so interesting, Alex, between the... When another song was playing, he's like, "Oh, you got some record players over there," and I just found out that he has some vinyl too. And I should have asked him this because I assume most people don't when they come on. But we'll have him on again, and we'll just do a show where we're playing stuff too. And that goes for anybody out there in Radio Land listening. If you ever want to come on the show, you can just come on and do one of multiple things. You can. Come on and be a guest and talk as a talk show and talk about whatever you do. It doesn't matter, hobbies, employment, these kinds of things. I have somebody on next week that is a collector of Pez dispensers, which is
pretty cool.
That's on Monday. And tomorrow's the president of the college.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Alberto. So I'm pretty stoked about that. So that's one thing people can do when they come on. The second thing is they could just bring albums and we can talk about the music and put music on and listen to things. And then the third thing I say is people can just sit in the corner and stare if they wish to. That's up to you. And just kind of check out. What I mean by that is to come and check out how a radio station works. Some people haven't been in one and see how the whole thing works. But Wony's awesome. And it's super comfortable down here in the basement. But with all this being said, I have a huge vinyl collection, and I put music on at night. And the other day, I started listening to this Robert Fripp album. And it's so wonky and goofy, and I'm going to play a song off of this. And then we're going to come back and talk once again about what Alex does for the library and all the programs that are offered. So here's some weird Robert Fripp from the League of Gentlemen album. This is the second track, and I don't have the thing. I don't even know the name of it. Nobody will even know this song except for like two people in the universe. But here we go. Here's some Fripp for you. Okay, so that was called Inductive Resonance by Robert Fripp, which was League of Gentlemen album 1981. That band was also called the League of Gentlemen, and that was the only album they released. That was it. One and done. But it's super cool and super, super Devo-y for, like, that era. All right, so we're back here with the great Alex Benjamin of the Huntington Memorial Library. Yeah, he's the director there. And so you're working today, right?
I'm not, actually.
Oh, you're not?
No, I have a head cold. So
oh, sorry.
This is the only thing I'm doing today.
And by the way, anybody listening that's coming in later, he has a mask on.
I have a mask on.
That's right.
So, yeah, I was telling Mark, I got a one-year-old daughter who goes to daycare, so
yep,
I'm just sick all the time.
That does it. What's your daughter's name?
Lucy.
Lucy, that's a great name. Awesome.
Yeah, she's
cool.
A sweetie.
That's awesome. Kids rule. Okay, so as we go on here, so if you were working today, mm-hmm. which you're not, but if you were, what is the typical day for you? Going through the library, what is your job? What do you do there? How many employees do you manage? You manage the employees, obviously, too, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Discuss this with us so we understand the workings of the library here.
Yeah, so there's 12 staff members, give or take one.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we're responsible for the park, too, so some of those staff members maintain the park.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, my typical days change a lot. That's one of the things I like about the job. So it depends where we are at in the month. And until last week, I was spending a lot of time working on the budget
for
next year. So my budget's done. It got adopted. Now a lot of my time is spent kind of working on our future projects, which is right now I have a lot of building projects going on.
Okay. So what are some of these that you're trying to do or trying to
we have the maintenance garage we talked about.
Yep.
And then I have two other big projects going on right now. The front porch of the library, if you've ever seen it, is falling apart.
And this is where, like, the windows are, like, the half circle kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is it a half circle? I don't...
We call that the vestibule.
That's the vest. So that's not the front porch?
No, the front porch has got caution tape right now.
And is that's if you're... At the Red Apple, you can see the front porch is like the one on Chestnut Street.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I need to get that repaired.
Okay.
And we have some... The building itself is a challenge because it's a historic building. So everything you do has to go through a bunch of state departments.
Oh, I know.
Like
from
Hippo.
Big Volcano. Yeah.
Yep. The State Historic Preservation Office there.
That's right.
So we have some restoration architects now that are working on the porch. The drawings for the porch, and then we'll get someone to do the construction on it next year.
Okay.
And then we're opening a children's library, hopefully, in 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so this is amazing. Before we get to the children's library, that front porch, was that used before? Could people walk in that door?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. That was the original entrance for the library.
I've never walked in that door in my life. I've always walked in the one with the vestibule, right?
Oh, it's cool. I'd like to go back to using that door as the entrance because it's such a nice view when you walk in through these huge double doors. You have the staircase right there.
Interesting. Yeah, I've only used the other...
Well, it's been a problem for a few years now. We had two contractors fail to successfully fix it.
Yeah. Sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, somebody go fix this library.
No, they... Yeah, we're just doing it with the restoration architects now.
What color is the door?
They're like mahogany.
Mahogany. They're mahogany. Okay, cool. It's funny that I've never... all my years of being... I came here in 93 and never have used those doors. I've always used the other one.
Yeah, I think in the 70s is when they switched to the side door.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But people could actually just still walk in and out of that front door before.
Yep. Yeah, we've used it as an entrance before when we were doing construction on the side area.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting.
But it's not up to code right now. The last contractor messed it up. He built the stairs the opposite of how he was supposed to. Here's a City of Oneonta code thing. You're supposed to have, like, 7-inch risers with 11-inch kind of platforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, he built them with 11-inch risers and 7-inch platforms. Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Stonehenge from Spinal Tap, you know? Like, you're like...
So you want to know about my days? Some of my days spent like learning about code.
Yeah, right. No, I. Yeah, okay, that's funny. Well, not funny, but funny.
That's fine.
So okay, the more important thing is the children's library because that's amazing. So tell us where that's going to be in the scope of the. It's obviously there's no extra building, or is there an extra building? Or?
It's its own building. It'll be 14 Deed Street, so it's actually across from the park, the library park. Yeah, in a building that's been getting renovated for a while now. Another historic building, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. This is on...
on Deed Street.
Oh, it's on Deeds.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's across the street from
the park. It used to be Pinky Ring Tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So when Pinky moved out, Wayne started rehabilitating the area for us.
Oh, so it's in the building that Wayne owns that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's where the Crystal Palace.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The Getman building.
Because Pinky is now on Main Street.
Yeah.
In the old...
The Magic Box.
Magic Box. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. This all makes sense now. Okay, yeah, Wayne. So when he was working on that building, I don't know, last year I went in there and checked that thing out, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks great. So he's just got to finish some things up, and then... Speaking of code, we have to get a certificate of occupancy.
Okay, and that is downstairs or upstairs? Is it
upstairs? It's downstairs. It's downstairs. On the first floor, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Okay, first floor. Because I know he's got the upstairs on.
Yeah, I haven't seen the upstairs. I'm not sure he's started working on that yet.
It's gutted.
Is it?
And he was doing stuff. I was in there checking it out because I think those are going to be apartments.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think. I don't know. Wayne.
It's such a nice building, so.
It's gorgeous. He's done so much work to it, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out to Wayne Carrington, the Carrington family, for being awesome in Oneonta and just really helping out. And
Wayne's been a good landlord. We've had some delays, but, I mean, these historic buildings, it's just the nature.
Well, yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's just kind of like, so that's really cool. So tell me about, let's talk about the children's library for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's really awesome and such a great thing for the community.
So we're hoping to open it December 6th to coincide with our Santa Claus program.
Okay.
However, like I said, it's... dependent on us getting a certificate of occupancy from the city.
Okay.
So they have to come in and inspect everything.
Great.
And then as long as we get that CO, hopefully we can get everything moved in there, open December 6th, and then we'll have a whole new branch specifically for children.
And what are hours looking like for this?
Yeah, it'll be 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay. 7 days a week?
6 days a week.
Six days a week.
We'll be open Sunday.
Okay.
And we're hoping to have after-school programs there. We want to increase the amount of programs we have for children, and we want to increase the times that we have those programs. You know, like I said, I was doing long-range planning for most of this year, and some of the feedback we got was about having programs at different times.
Yes.
And after school was a big one.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's amazing.
I mean, we're limited by our staff. You know, I have one children's librarian.
Oh, so there's going to be one person running... Like, who's going to be working in the children's library? How many staff members will be there?
There will always be two at any given time.
Always two?
It will never be less than two.
Less? Okay.
For safety reasons.
Yep.
But I have one children's librarian who does programming and story times, that kind of
thing.
Who's
that?
Donna is her name.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep, Donna Foote.
Yep.
So then there will be a library clerk there and or a student worker, actually, from SUNY Oneonta or Hartwick.
Amazing.
Yeah,
as an internship program or as a just worker?
No, we have work-study students.
Oh, work-study students.
Who actually come and work at the library.
That's very cool.
That's really nice.
I did not know that. We have a pretty big internship program up here, too, just with the Muse Department. Okay, super cool. So children's library.
Yeah, that's my big thing right now.
And I think that's just it. I will... All hope of the future if she'll be put into the children.
That's right.
It's super important to kind of, you know, expand their minds and give them access to everything. People say all the time, Oneonta, what's Oneonta got? Oneonta's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God, we have so much stuff in this town.
I think it's really great for kids, too. And I think it's safe.
Yeah, I think it's safe, too. Yeah,
I really do. I will harp on this. People go, blah, 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 blah. We don't think this place is safe. It's crazy.
Yeah, it blows my mind what people say about Oneonta. Because at the library, we're free and open to the public. We get a lot of the people that other people think make the community unsafe. And most of those people are totally fine.
Yeah, of course.
They're a little odd, maybe, but they're not.
I mean, we all are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about how, like, what are the people coming into, like, not just for books, right?
Yeah.
But what are the other uses of the public library here? So we obviously just think of, okay, I'm going to go in there and check a book out, right?
Yeah, I mean, books are the biggest one. We just did that long-range planning survey, and books are what people are still overwhelmingly focused on.
Yep.
But we have computer and internet access.
Yes.
So, and the long-range survey was interesting because it was very polarized whether people thought internet access was the most important thing or the least important thing. And I think that sort of comes down to access. If you have access to the internet, then the library having it is not important.
That's
true. If you don't have access to the internet, then the library having it is the most important thing for the library to have.
That's correct.
We have a Library of Things collection, which has a sewing machine, record player, DVD player, KitchenAid mixer. There's some construction tools in there.
Interesting.
Yeah, we do a lot of programming, story times.
Yep.
We always like our programs and story times. We do technology help. We actually teach people how to work with technology.
Amazing.
That's one older people use a lot.
Yes.
So.
Very cool. Let's see. Can you tell for the rest of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about November. Could you tell us what programs that you know is going on? Up on your...
Get the calendar right.
Get the calendar up just to see what's going on for the rest of the month in... because a lot of us have some time off.
Yeah, so we have some time off.
You have time off, too.
Yep, but we have a tea program going on tonight.
And when, in terms of in the library, is this happening?
Oh, yeah, so it'll be on the third floor at 6 p.m. tonight.
Okay, what's the premise of the tea
yeah,
time?
My adult programming librarian is huge into tea and loose leaf teas.
Cool.
So it's kind of a tea tasting, but she's also going to talk about the proper ways to brew tea or the best ways to brew tea, different types of tea, different flavors.
Amazing.
I know. I wish I could attend it, but I'm going to get my baby dinner at that time.
Yep.
And then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we have, it's called the Do-It-Yourself Library. That is just about the services that you can use without assistance at the library.
Okay.
So you can, if you're into local history, you can actually just go on our website and access our local history resources for the most part.
Hmm.
The self-checkout we have. Yeah, the kinds of things you can do without actually talking to anyone at the library.
Okay. For the introvert.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and we have Claws and Paws on Saturday.
Oh, what is this? Sounds fun.
Yeah, we're going to have Santa Claus there to take pictures with pets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's it from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to noon, sorry.
I want to bring my dog Viv, but my dog Viv does not like the male specimens of the world. So, the Viv would, attack everybody. You get pictures of Viv attacking everybody at the
library. Don't attack Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's probably not a good
idea. I'm going to bring my dog.
Your dog's probably nice.
Yeah, I have a golden retriever.
Yeah, they're nice dogs. My dog's nice. My dog just doesn't like dudes.
We have a writer's group on Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay. Is it creative writing? Or?
Yeah, whatever kind of writing you want to do. They do a couple different things. The woman who runs it will give prompts, and people can write to those prompts, or people can come and talk about the things they've already written and have other people critique it.
Okay, cool. That's the 22nd from 1 to 3:30, you said?
Yep, from 1:30 to 3:30.
1:30 to 3:30.
See, we got Josh Riley coming on Monday for his remote office hours.
Josh Riley, like the political?
Yeah, he's our local rep, I think.
Yeah. He's coming on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or his the representatives of him will be there.
Oh, the representatives of Josh Riley. I wonder if they're bringing a cardboard cutout of him.
Yeah, the representatives of our representative will be there to represent him.
And what time is this?
That's from 1 to 3.
1 to 3 on Monday, November 24th.
Yeah, they do that every other week, I think.
Okay, interesting.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, we got a Minecraft club for kids on Tuesday the 25th.
No way!
Yeah, they come in, and I think she's doing a capture the flag type of thing where they build their base and they have to...
And they use the computers there?
Yeah.
How many computer stations do we have at the library?
We have 6 for this purpose.
Okay.
And then we have 5 that are normally just hanging out.
Okay.
That anyone can come in and use. Actually, we have six. We have the best one that I built. But
kudos to you.
Thank you, thank you. Can't upgrade it to Windows 11, though, so.
Yes. That's because of you.
Well, it's just too old.
Oh, it's just
it runs
old.
Great, but it doesn't have, I don't know, there's this chip that you have to have on your motherboard to upgrade to Windows 11, and it doesn't have it.
Oh, well.
That's all.
We don't need Windows 11, do we?
Wow.
Do we need it?
No, I don't want it. But
no, you don't want
it. It's the security updates you get, and, you know, we're responsible for maintaining the security of our patrons' private information.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. And that's on Tuesday. And then is the library closing at all for the holiday?
Yeah, it'll be closed Thursday and Friday.
Thursday. Is there anything on Wednesday the 26th?
Yeah, there's Libby 101. Libby is an app you can download to read books on your phone or tablet.
Very cool.
So that's just a class that teaches people how to use Libby.
Okay, Libby 101.
Libby 101.
Very cool. Lots of stuff going on here.
I know. We always have so much going on. I lose track of it.
So
I get my phone out here.
If I say, oh, well, I'm not listening to What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nosferatu, so I don't know what's going on at the library. How do I find out what's going on at the library?
Yeah, our website is probably the best way.
That's probably
it's hmlonianta.org.
What is it again?
hmlonianta.org.
And that's all, doesn't matter. Lower,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. HML Donianta.
Yeah, there's a calendar on there. You can see all our programs.
Very cool. And social medias?
Yep, we do a lot of posting on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, great. And those are both, you can just look up Huntington Memorial Library and you'll find it, right?
Yep.
Very cool. Okay, in the few minutes we have left here, let's talk about food and music, because these are
food and music. Yeah, actually, I want to talk to you about music.
Okay, let's talk about music for a few minutes then.
All right, Mark, who's your favorite bass player ever?
Whoa, what is that? That's crazy. Favorite bass player. Wow, that's a really good question. You know, in terms of listening to just, like, if I'm focused on the bass.
Yeah, and I don't mean the best bass player. I mean your favorite.
Yeah. So I'd have to take it. So if I'm going to listen to something that I really kind of really enjoy bass with, it's going to be Primus. It's going to be Les Claypool.
I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Yeah.
Which I really enjoy. But I also, you know, my things I really, that so my, like, if I look at my favorite types of music to listen to, like, one of my favorite bands is AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
So Cliff Williams, the bass player, is just going, rah, 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 rah. And there's something awesome about that, but I mean, it's not something that I'm like, okay, yeah, you're, like, one of my favorite bass players. But I would say, of all the bass players, my favorite is Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath.
Okay.
He's probably my favorite bass player to listen to. That or Lemmy
from Motorhead. Yeah, really good.
Because I really just kind of like that driving, kind of distorted, classic rock bass sound. And there's a million bass players who are amazing, don't get me wrong.
I know.
But, like, if I listen to Motorhead, if I listen to the first six Black Sabbath albums, like, those make me very happy. And those, I would say Geezer more, because Lemmy kind of just plays parts, like his parts that he's kind of written, but Geezer's moving around quite a bit, which I enjoy. He's a busy bass player, but still keeps it in the pocket.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, too.
So there's my answer. It's Geezer if you're going to talk about, like, a rock band.
That's a good answer.
And then if I'm talking about just listening to bass, it's going to be Les Claypool, you know, with any project he's in, because he's just whatever. Unworld, it's not even, it's ridiculous.
I was watching because I always find it impressive, Les Claypool just, if you ever watch Les Claypool play, he'll sit there slapping the bass perfectly while singing and, like, moving around. Yeah, and he was talking about how he learned to do that, is he would sit there watching TV, just slapping out the same thing over and over again.
Yep. You have to make something automatic when you do that. Right?
Yep, that's exactly
it's the same with playing guitar and singing. Guitar's a little easier, I think, than playing bass, because most of the time the rhythm of your guitar playing goes along with the vocals.
Yeah.
With bass is totally different, because you have a different bass rhythm than what you're singing.
I feel like you just hang out with the drummer when you play bass.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting take.
Yeah, so what if I'm going to ask you, and I'm not going to ask you about your favorite bass player, but I will ask you top five bands, artists, songs, whatever, that have been in your queue for this year.
Yeah.
Not of all time, but I'm talking about this year. What do you like in this year?
I'm on a Rage Against the Machine kick.
That's always a good one.
For like 30 years.
I'm okay, 30
Rage
years.
Against the Machine kick, honestly. They're one of those bands I like. I'll go a year without listening to, and then...
It's interesting because they don't have a ton of released material.
No, they only have like 3 albums.
Yeah. It's not a ton of songs, but they're good.
Yeah, I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. I don't know when that happened, but...
Okay, so that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I actually haven't listened to all the Bob Dylan albums. I like his first, like, 5 albums, and then he kind of lost me at some point.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff from the 80s, and there's a lot of stuff once you start getting past the classic albums, too.
Yeah, okay. I think Blood on the Tracks after that kind of lost me.
Yeah, do you like Blood on the Tracks?
Yeah, I love Blood on the Tracks.
Yeah, that's my favorite Dylan album.
That's my favorite album, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, Tangled Up in Blue is probably my favorite
Jack
Bob
of Hearts,
song.
I love the...
Every time I hear that, I just... Trying to think out what's going on in that song, which I think is what he's going for.
That and Idiot Wind. Idiot Wind's also one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Bob Dylan, we got Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I've been listening to D'Angelo. D'Angelo passed away.
Yeah, and D'Angelo's awesome. D'Angelo, somebody who did not release a ton of material.
Is it 2 albums he has?
2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
I think 3.
It might be 3.
But they were spread out, but every one is a gem.
No, it was like every 10 years you just release a new revolutionary
but D'Angelo
album and then disappear again.
Was so good.
Yeah, D'Angelo is crazy.
Okay, so we got D'Angelo. There's 3.
3. I have Tom Waits always keeps popping up on my playlist, too.
All right, so any particular albums in general?
I mean, Closing Time is probably the one.
Great.
I think that's his classic one.
Yeah, I was always a fan of Swordfish Trombones was a good one for me. Mule Variations was also good. I love Tom Waits. A lot of my friends, local friends here, Jim Seymour.
Yeah, from the Oak.
Yeah, him and I lived together a few times, and he's a huge Tom Waits fan. Got to see him a few times. I never got to see him, but... So Tom Waits is 4, then we got what's a 5th one before we got to wrap
gonna
this up?
We're going to get weird with this. This is Jiro Inagaki, who is the Japanese funk. Can't pronounce a single song.
Okay, so can you spell the name out?
Yeah, it's J-I-R-O.
Okay.
I-N-A-G-A-K-I.
Awesome.
Jiro Inagaki and his Soul Media.
And what year is this current?
1975.
Okay, yeah. This is very cool because I do not know of this artist.
Well, Spotify sent me down this like weird hole of Japanese funk, and I've never really escaped it.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's I got to wrap it up right now, but I'm going to have Alex back and bring some albums.
Yeah.
That way we can talk about non-library things and just do the normal thing.
Uh-huh.
But this was a great conversation to learn a lot about the library today. And there's so many programs going on. And everybody out there in Oneonta, we should be totally stoked about this new children's library, which I had no idea was even going up. Like, now I know, and this is awesome. This is going to be at what Dietz Street is the address?
14 Dietz Street.
14 Dietz Street. This is across from the park, back where the old Crystal Palace barbershop kind of is. Is it in the same room as that? No.
No, it's actually the one next to
it. It's the one next to it, to the right.
Yeah, to the right.
As you look at it. Okay, great. Very cool. And this hopefully should be open the first week of December.
Optimistically.
So everybody keep up your ears. You can also just go online, look up Hunting Library, Memorial Library on any of the social medias or .com or .org, right?
Yeah, .org.
.org. HMLoneonta.org.
You got it.
There we go. And then you can find about all the cool programs. And on that note, it's so sad because the time goes by.
I know. Well, I appreciate you having me, Mark.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fun.
Anytime. I'm going to just put in automation. I don't even have time to play a song because it's got to play the thing. But I will see everybody tomorrow when Alberto Cardei comes on here, the president of the school. Once again, DJ Nos for Mark 2, rocking, rolling, what's in your pocket? Keeping it locked, Wony 90.9 FM. We're in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. Rock and or roll or all the things in between.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's that
WONY 90.9 Dragon Radio. We play the songs you like to hear. We work out just like those. We love our Onianta, lots of friends and no foes. Oh, tune into WONY. Oh, tune into WONY.
Merry Christmas, Suni Onianta. Love, WONY.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section.